Always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Nice groove. I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. We sure did. Special thanks again to the Boathouse at Naples Bay for having us Friday, and then all the people involved with Path to Freedom and Tim Tebow. Got to spend an evening with Tim Tebow out at the Hyatt Regency at Coconut Point on Saturday evening. It was wonderful for those of you that were there know it. Anyway, wanted to make mention of that.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal weekend all the way around. Capped off yesterday with the Bucks getting to the Super Bowl, and
yep,
it was an amazing weekend.
All right, we've got a lot to do here. Normally we do stinkers and stunners. I actually have a stinker, but I mean but there's only the two games. I don't know if we're gonna do a full blown thing. We've got drink totals for the weekend. We'll have some fun with that. We're going to hear from Tom Brady Sr. in a moment on tape. We'll hear from him live later.
I just got a text back from him 2 seconds ago because normally he gets back to me. You know, we have a very good relationship, and, you know, I don't abuse it. When he didn't get back to me a couple weeks ago, I was quite frankly stunned because usually it's instantaneous that he gets right back to me. And we found out because, as we'll tell you in a second, that he and Gail and his wife, beautiful wife, were battling COVID. But he's going to join us at set 5:05 on Wednesday. Tom Brady Sr. will join the program.
Very good. Looking forward to that. Actually, you want to play the soundbite here before we do the rundown? We were just kind of wrapping up talking about the Buccaneers and the Packers. We still have plenty of sound left over from the Chiefs win over the Bills.
Yeah, he was on Greeny's show earlier today, and we didn't know it till the story just came out that he was battling, along with Gail and his wife, COVID. So here he is on Greeny.
When the season started, we've never missed a game at Michigan or New England or wherever. And at the end of and for the first two games, when I was in the hospital, I didn't even care if they were playing, much less missing the game. It was a matter of life and death, just like anybody goes into the hospital. It's serious stuff. Mm. And Tommy fought through it. And so now it's in the rearview mirror. We're healthy, we're happy, and everything is good. I just think, though, yesterday, and Tommy's, you know, I mean, he's trying to FaceTime me every day, on his way to and from practice, and stressed out on this stuff. And just like Josh Allen had to be yesterday with his dad. And my wife was sick as well. Our daughter came up and took care of her for a couple of weeks. Our daughter's a nurse and took care of my wife while I was in the hospital. And it was, you know, we're just representative of 25 million Americans that have had this stuff so far. So it's nothing to shake a stick at. And it took the back seat to the football season. On the other hand, Tommy's had to show up, and everybody has to show up. Josh had to show up yesterday and play to his best abilities, and it's tough for him. And it so anyhow, we're fine. It's just one of those experiences that for us, for our family, starting out the season, football was the least important thing in the world.
Tom Brady Sr. on Greeny this morning. He'll be live on our show 5:00 on Wednesday. Well, you know, not to make excuses, but Tom and the Bucs offense had a little bit of a slow start in September, maybe. Maybe he had this on his plate. We didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, well, I'm glad they recovered. And I know his mom had been ill prior to this. Anyway,
it was
probably high risk.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a cancer survivor. I mean, they're just wonderful people. Haven't met them several times, and I can't tell you how genuine they are. Okay. So very, very happy. I had no idea.
No, it just became public today.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up, we've got drink totals and sound from the Chiefs and Bills, and your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. First, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, more coming out on Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley. He has been playing since week 16 with a broken fibula. Wow. He's just been getting shot up with pain meds before each game. The Yankees and Red Sox made a deal today. Reliever Adam Ottavino going from the Bronx to Fenway. Sources confirmed with ESPN. It's the first trade between the two teams since 2014. How about that? Michigan Athletics shut down for the next 2 weeks after their state recommended it because they have a super contagious form of corona, strain of coronavirus.
Right, right.
In their thing.
Okay.
Their thing.
Normally, we do stunners and stinkers at this time. We only had the two games this weekend. But I like the sound effect. Chris, do you have it handy? I got two stinkers.
Well, again, this does not have to apply just strictly to football.
Well, that's true. First of all, the end of the first half, the Packers playing inside technique, covering that touchdown pass. Yeah, that's a stinker right there. And I'll also go a double sticker, Matt LaFleur's decision. Just the more I think about it, the more the math doesn't add up that he went for the field goal instead of trying to tie the game on fourth and goal. Would you like to add one, Pete Shepard?
I will add one. Your Indiana Hoosiers losing to Rutgers. A very good Rutgers team, by the way, but coming off the emotional high of really dominating Iowa, a tad disappointing.
Thank you.
My Friars got whipped by Villanova, but they had come off. At least the same kind of thing happened. That was a stinker. But that's got to be a downer for you.
Yes.
To lose that game after playing so well against Iowa and really kicking their butt.
I got a stinker from the weekend.
Yeah.
Coach K.
Yeah. Talk about this. This is worthy.
Coach K is a big stinker, that little rascal going after a student for asking a question. And I know Coach K's feelings were all hurt because, you know, Duke lost again. But there's no reason to treat kids like that, Coach K. Be better. And before Dukies come at me, just know he apologized today, so he knows he has to be
better.
He
got hammered on social media.
Yeah, and he should have. Show a little class there,
although
Krzyzewski.
This is a kid that wants to be in the journalism business. Don't chew his head. You're there to learn. Now, if it were a professional or if it were me, all right, fine, bite my head off, but not a kid.
Well, what if, because if it was, say it was somebody, one of us, or somebody from ESPN, that say it was a Billis or somebody that asked that question.
Yeah.
But as bad as you think that was, I've seen worse. I've seen other youngins come in to press conferences and get absolutely humiliated. I remember me being a youngin, and one of my first interviews was 1987.
Yeah.
88. Jack Clark, which struck out either six or seven times in a row for the Red Sox. This was a playoff team.
Yeah.
And it was obvious. He was just standing differently, too far. I just made some comment like, Jack, you know, it seems like you're standing, because you're standing so far away from the plate that because he was swinging to miss. It wasn't like they were all off the call.
Right.
And he just laid into me like you cannot believe. And Bob Ryan just put his hand on my shoulder, the great writer for the Globe, and just said, hey, he's an a-hole to everybody. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Bob Ryan said, got baptized.
I felt like, you know, you feel like yay high because you know, tons of reporters.
I was scared to death to ask Bob Knight my first question.
Oh, you should have been.
I did not get my head bit off, but yeah, it's intimidating.
It wasn't a great question from the kid.
But that's okay.
What's next for Duke basketball after this loss?
Yeah. Oh, the next game.
Okay.
Bill Belichick would have said the next game on the schedule, and that's it. Next question.
We need to play better. We need to coach better. Run screens.
Give him
better.
An answer. Don't. Yeah, demean the kid by talking about he's an econ major and what happens when you fail your econ
test. Well, I kind of get where he was going with that a little bit.
It's a bad point.
But it was all I'm saying is, and he shouldn't have done what he did. But he apologized and said, but we've seen a lot worse.
You didn't play your stinker with your comment. I like the sound effect. All right. So no stunners. We just got stinkers from the weekend.
I'll go with stunner.
What do you got?
Cole Beasley.
Yeah,
that's stunning.
All right, let's do it. Playing on a broken leg for weeks on end.
And then is this a stunner? The Texans are setting up second interviews with Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier and Ravens assistant head coach David Culley for the head coaching job. But now
Leslie Frazier, because I know they were talking about him, but
yeah, David Culley, the assistant head coach for the Ravens.
Yeah.
And still,
they still can't do Bieniemy.
Bieniemy is still, but he's still in the talks. However, if you read between the lines what Deshaun Watson said this weekend, I don't think it matters who's coaching.
Doesn't matter.
I think unless Jack Easterby gets fired, he's not going there.
All right.
Well, that 29th ranked red zone offense for the Chiefs didn't have any problem in the red zones last night. Goodness gracious. Yeah.
All right, now, we usually do drink totals at this time. Again, I will throw this out there. It's incredible. We made it through the season. This is not sponsored. It should be.
It will be.
For all you
it will be.
Beverage-centric businesses out there, Drink Totals needs to be a sponsor.
I can tell you next month it will be.
We got one.
We're going to continue this? Yeah. Is it non-football? Basketball drinking.
Don't worry, I took care of it.
We'll have a slight modification to the on-air portion of it, but yes, we will keep this going.
Very good. All right, quick. Pete Shepard's in the lead. Chris is falling a little bit further behind, and I am where I'm at. I got to total these up. I got running totals now. Pete, I think you're up by about 15 drinks on Chris. Quick math by me. All right, again, the rule is Saturday and Sunday drinking while football is on. Well, there wouldn't be any on Saturday, so this would just be yesterday. What did you do, Pete Shepard, during the two games with your beloved Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski?
Oh, no, a big number, huh? It's a big number.
Yeah, it was.
Did you start early?
No, I started.
Yeah, you started early. The Bucs kicked off at 2:40.
We went out to eat at Florida Gulf Coast Center for lunch.
Yeah,
and
you went out early,
but I discontinued for a bit. But football wasn't on unless you count pregame shows.
No, so. That doesn't count.
So during the game, the games, probably seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Low number for you. Well, no Saturday.
It's one game.
So actually, that's actually a big number for one.
Well, you're talking about one, you know.
You usually average around 10.
I started about quarter of three and went all the way up to about 10.
Okay.
Whenever the last game ended.
Chris?
Zero.
How? Oh, I saw you playing a game with your family on Facebook. The meme game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not your
boys. That was Saturday.
What, you stalk them?
No, they pop
my
up.
My wife posted to Facebook. Up. She's a big Facebook. No, not live. No. She took like a video and.
No, it was a picture. You guys.
Oh, it was a picture?
Yes, you and the boys were having a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
It looked like a nice steak and cheese calzone
It was a cheeseburger that was cut up.
Oh, okay.
Because my youngest won't eat bread. It's a different conversation, but
really,
yeah. I mean,
low carbs.
Yeah, good for him.
Maybe he's got a gluten intolerance. Who knows?
No, I had some beers and some cocktails on both Friday and Saturday night, but yesterday rolled around. Was at the in-laws yesterday afternoon for dinner, and just got home and never thought about it.
Is this your first goose egg of the season or second? Maybe you had one.
I might have had another goose egg, but this. Yeah. Again, I mean, when there's only two games, and I've never been a big Sunday evening drinker anyway. Like, I'll get all my drinking done Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
And then by the time Sunday rolls around, I'm a sweet tea guy on a Sunday.
Are you?
That's me. I'm a big sweet tea guy on a Sunday.
Right.
A nice insulated cup so the ice doesn't melt and you keep the proper ratio of sweetener to tea and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Big sweet tea guy on Sunday.
All right. I also threw a goose egg during the games, but an asterisk. I actually had two beers this weekend, one Friday night.
You did? I
saw
you.
And one with Pete Shepard Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I had to call an audible. There was no Coors Light. I had to go Miller Light, but that's fine. Same thing.
Miller Light, this big event, had all these beers, gets Miller Light. I even asked you. I go, do I have to go up there and say that?
Meanwhile, Pete Shepard's double-fisted with the vodka. There's no vodka on these. I had to get two.
Yep. Tito's a great goose. I forget. But yeah, no. You know, but it was fine. And that's all. But that's all I had Saturday. That's it. I had those two drinks, and that was it.
Wow. Dumpster Fire says, is this when Chris gets his first sobriety check?
It is my ball marker. Which one. I played golf Sunday morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Not good, but I won $85, so well, I played better than the other two guys.
That's all you got to do.
Nothing like following up a 41 on the front nine with a 47 on the back.
Nice.
Happens. Not bad.
All right, so those are our drinking totals for the weekend.
My handicap is going way up, by the way. By the time we get our little golf scramble coming up, I might be playing from the old man tees by that point.
Are you at now? You're getting worse?
Oh, I'm above a 12 right now. Yeah.
I would take a 12.
I'm still a 16. I haven't played. I'm playing
down.
Saturday, first time in a month I've played this Saturday.
I had it down to almost a 10, like 3 months ago.
Yeah, it's a couple of snips. happens.
That's... Yeah, but you throw a couple 92s and an 88 in there, and it climbs quickly.
Next time we have a member guest, and I'm able to play in it, and I was gonna ask you to play in this last one, but because of the Tebow event that we had to go to, I didn't want to take any chances. But look, I'll take you as a 14 or a 15 any day.
I love it.
Any day, because I know at our place, you could probably, I mean, it's a great course, but if you're on your game, your first shot's in play, you get a chance to shoot 72, 75, so I'll take that. Plus, an attack on the net with your 15 handicap.
Love it.
We're not losing.
Love it.
Quantum Leap says Craig went with Miller Lite. Does that mean he kept his bra on?
I didn't see that commercial during the games this week.
Yeah, I didn't either.
In fact, somebody I was playing golf with on Sunday morning commented on that.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Yeah.
They
just laughed. Said, I laugh every time I see that commercial because of Craig.
That's,
I said, yeah, so do we.
My man Otis has texted and says Miller Lite better than Coors.
I agree with that.
I don't know.
And then time management says texting and just seeing how Art the Bills fan is doing. Have you guys?
He's on the phone right now.
Checking grief call. I texted him. He texted me earlier. I think I texted him on Sunday, wishing him luck. And hey, it was a great season for the Bills.
Nice segue.
They're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, we'll check. And of course, Harry Carey. I ran into him Saturday before the Bills loss. But yeah. We haven't checked in with him yet. But here is Art the Bills fan, ladies and gentlemen. We must console him. So it was a nice season, Art. I mean, look, it was a good season. Just came up a little short.
Yeah, what's going on, boys?
What's happening?
How are you feeling today? You all right?
You're feeling well, I think.
You know what? It was rough. The first part of the game was great.
Yeah.
The middle was But the fourth quarter with the onside kick,
mm-hmm.
and then some fighting, but like a good old hockey game.
Mm.
What's that movie with the...
Slapshot.
Paul Newman in or whatever.
Slapshot.
They just, all right, we're going to fight. You know?
Slapshot.
Yeah.
That kind of lifted my spirits. I was like,
oh,
okay.
Good.
I felt a lot better.
Hey, you guys are good at kicking onside kicks. Those were good kicks.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but.
Slapshot.
But anyways, yeah. Huh?
Slapshot. I've said it five times. Slapshot.
I'm talking. I can't hear you when I'm yapping. But yeah, you know, it reminded me, it's like, all right, let's fight. And that kind of, you know, all right, that's cool. But all in all, yeah, Josh's third year, I'm happy. Last year, the playoff wild card and fell flat on our face against Tennessee and or Houston, whoever. I feel great. And I do have a question for Pete.
Yeah.
Now in a message, I noticed somebody calls you a nickname of Meat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pete the Meat.
Yeah, Pete the Meat was my
nickname. I did not know that.
Yeah, that was my nickname in Boston given to me by a great Buffalo Bill, Fred Smirlis, who's in the Ring of Fame. We did shows together for many years. He's a great guy. Big teddy bear. One of the biggest human beings that I've ever been around in my life. Also, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time as well. Could have been in the Olympics if he wanted to be, but one of the great defensive tackles ever. Should be on the Hall of Fame to ever play for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I think you got to rename the show Sheeman, Meat, and Chris. I mean, that's an awesome name, and I got one other thing I want to say about Eric the Enemy, and then I'll go. I'm feeling good. I'm licking my wounds, but I feel good. But Eric the Enemy, now, did you watch when the screen panned over to Andy Reid throughout the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric the Enemy is just standing. I don't think I ever see the man speak. He's wearing a mask, but still.
Andy Reid's calling the plays.
And Andy Reid's calling all the offensive plays.
Yes.
Andy Reid's got to cut the guy loose and let him call some plays. Maybe not the AFC Championship, but next season, let the guy unleash the guy. He'll get a job.
Well, I mean, again, we don't know what happens behind the scenes. I mean, I get what you're saying, but, you know, I'm sure Eric Bieniemy has a lot of input during game planning just because he doesn't yell out, you know, Omaha slot right to – I mean, doesn't
We've
mean,
seen other guys get jobs without play calling, so that excuse no longer applies. Thank you, Art. I appreciate
you,
the call,
Art. And we don't know that, you know, that in, you know, in the meeting, he said, hey – coach, meaning Reid, you know, hey, Andy, let's do these seven plays right out of the gate here first. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
But that can change in a blink, too, because you fumble something or throw a pick early on.
Yep.
That changes the whole game plan.
Here's Mac in Fort Myers wanting to talk about the Bills. Mac, welcome. You're on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Hey, Mac.
What's going on?
How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay.
calling all the way from the old rock pile in the west side of Buffalo to Fort Myers for 25 years watching the Bills. I'm glad they played that game because they saw, first of all, there is no other Tariq. So to catch them might be Josh Allen's nemesis for the next 5 years. He's the one that Josh doesn't get a ring because of him like other quarterbacks. But we got to see what we need to do to get a little more powerful. I felt there was three teams out of four had crazy receivers and a throwing quarterback, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, and Buffalo. So Buffalo, it was a good...
But you got Diggs. I mean, that's a great combination right there.
Absolutely was.
Yeah, it seemed the one Green Bay who didn't have those crazy receivers was out first. And then Buffalo needs to get stronger and get a Kelce and a Tariq along with Diggs. But we got everything else. We just need to grow up, you know. And it was a great experience. And I've been watching them for 61 years I've been alive. And, you know, I'm sure my dad set me up there when I was 3 years old. So,
well, how does this team compare? I mean, are you even in the same sentence as the Jim Kelly teams? I mean, are you right there, or do you have a long ways to go?
This team, I think, is that team, of course, earned to be beloved. I think this team, if they do that, they had unbelievable strength back then, and nobody was going to beat Dallas. I don't care who they were.
Yeah.
In those Super Bowls. But this team, you know, look ahead, get strong. We got the anchors, and it was a great experience.
Mac, let me ask you this, because Craig brought up his, I call it his Detroit Lions, you know, mentality. Would you have rather lost this week than go to the Super Bowl and have lost there? I say, of course you always want to get to the Super Bowl. Craig says no.
You can't do five. If you knew you were going to lose. If you knew you were going to lose the Super Bowl, could you go through that a fifth time, or would you rather just get it over with now and miss on the AFC Championship game?
I'm easily going to another Super Bowl because, to me, the AFC Championship, for me to see number one Kansas City versus number two Buffalo, when I saw that, I thought, yeah, okay, I'm okay. And believe me, the game against Indy, in the beginning of the first quarter, I had all my shirts laid out on the bed, and I'm going to torch them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm done. 60 years, I'm done. But, you know, this team, yeah, they're good. I'm going to a Super Bowl. You know, Super Bowls are just a party. Yep. I hope the halftime don't ruin it this year because it's going to be a fantastic game. You have the two. I think what's making it nowadays is the eight receivers.
Yeah.
The Bucs got eight receivers. You know, Drape and Gronkowski.
Cameron Brate, yeah, from Harvard.
Brate,
yep.
Huge.
Yeah.
Two big boys, and then you got all these speedsters with AB on the bench. So, and Sammy, well, you know, he's hurt, so that's the formula.
Yeah.
And Buffalo needs to get a little stronger, and we should feel good about going. I always said this, I'd rather do a Super Bowl loss than a 2-14 season.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. You know what? I only know half of that formula, but all right. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Mac.
Let's squeeze in my man Otis before the break. Otis, welcome. How are you?
What's happening, Otis?
What's going on, man? Y'all digging up people from Buffalo or what? You got Art? You got this guy?
Yeah, we got quite the contingency down here.
We're national. We're global, really.
Yeah, tell me how that Josh Allen comparable to Mahomes is working out for you today.
I asked you about that
last week. You compared their stats. But putting man on man and what went down, how do they compare?
Well, we know that. Just saying, if you looked at the numbers and didn't know the two guys who were playing, you'd say, they're probably similar. But obviously, nobody. There isn't a Patrick Mahomes out there. I mean, he's a man.
No,
we just made the analogy of the numbers that look pretty similar.
Well, you know, KC did their part on my Skittle type thing. Green Bay kind of let me down, but there's a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of no calls and a lot of idiocy. Craig, you know, I kind of text you. There's no way King would have played the second half. I mean, maybe that's why I don't coach, because he's going on the bench if he gives up that in 8 seconds.
He might be better than the guy behind him, though.
Yeah, King and Sullivan gave up a whole bunch of yards. I think 123 yards on 8 catches. Two touchdowns and 5 third downs.
You can watch the rest of the game. I'll die with the other guy.
Okay.
I'll die with the guy behind you.
All right.
And then if you're not as good as the other guy, the guy from Tampa who Rodgers would not even have an interception. They're butting, you know, those guys. The guy with two names grabs the guy, pulls him back, intercepts the ball. no call.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you're not smooth as him, if you're gonna pull his shirt 3 feet when the ref, they got a call.
They made it easy for the refs. Yeah,
yeah. The same guy. I mean, you could talk about them picking on him. He sucks. The defense coordinator sucks. I don't care what you're paying him. He's not there that game. You got to get him out.
Yeah.
What do y'all always say about halftime adjustments or in-game adjustments?
Yeah.
If the guy is giving it up. I mean, there's your game right there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yep. Stephen A. Smith came on last night. I was streaming on one of my stream TVs, ESPN, and it popped up him talking about LaFleur and saying his name a little off. And yeah, LaFleur messed up. This is his second year. He blew it. You go down fighting. You go for it on fourth down. But Rodgers was trying to force 2 minutes to Devontae. I mean, Lazard was open 2 or 3 times while they were down.
You're right about that.
Yeah,
I agree.
You're right. But again, you got to credit the Bucs front seven. I was talking about this with you on Friday. They didn't. I'm not saying they got disrespected, but when Vita Vea was coming back, front seven. I mean, Rodgers was running for his life the entire game, and Tampa Bay didn't have the two starting safeties. Let's not forget that, and they will have them both on Sunday.
He should have ran that second down play in instead of trying to throw it.
I agree. I also agree with that.
He'd have made it.
Yep.
He would have got close.
A lot of bad decisions, but the end game stuff is what separates people. And everybody's on this, okay, you know, it was Brady. Belichick wasn't done without him. That's a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
Brady went to the right team. They got a lot of things fell their way. They got it together. They're going to get creamed in 2 weeks, by the way, Pete. No matter
they're
how
not
much
gonna get, they're not going to get creamed. Oh, they're not going to get creamed.
Whatever the line is, me and you can do
it. It's three.
Whatever it is, for whatever will make your wife put you out the house.
That's it. I will not be put out the house. I don't even have to look because I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. So do you. You know what's going to happen.
Kansas City gonna get
no.
Creamed. I mean, they're gonna cream the Bucks.
No, they're not gonna cream the Bucks. You know they're not gonna cream the Bucks. You know they're not.
They're 14, Pete. 14.
I'll take the 14.
Give me the 14.
But if you're so confident, give me Tampa Bay plus 14 right now. And I'll buy you a week's worth of sandwiches. I'll buy you a week's worth of sandwiches if they don't cover.
You know, I eat big ones, too.
That's fine. So do I.
Don't come at me. I weigh 250. Don't come at me with a 6-inch stick. We need a whole foot long.
It's going to be one hell of a game, let me tell you.
There's a lot of talent on that field.
I can't wait.
All right. Otis taking Kansas City.
Did me 13? Did he say 14 or 13?
I heard 14. We've got time to figure the details of it out because I have a feeling somebody's going to be doing some backtracking on that one.
Yeah. All right. The line will get smaller. All right. I still got this sound I want to play from Kansas City and from Buffalo. Great phone calls. Keep them coming. 239-337-ESPN. Also, at the top of the hour, another chance to win $500 coming with the Sheba to Shepherd cash grab. All you have to do is enter the keyword, which we will give you, into our app at 99.3 ESPN or online at 99.3ESPN.com or by texting it to the number 45911. The Sheman and Shepherd cash grab presented by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorney. Sheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get out.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheman with Pete Shepherd. Sheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Interesting little numbers here regarding the Packers and how they've responded coming off a loss in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
96 beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. They were 13-3 that year.
Draft a quarterback.
Yep. In 2008, so the next year they win the Super Bowl, so that's one good thing. 2008, they finished 6-10.
Yeah.
After being, again, this is being in the NFC Championship and what's happened the following season. 2015, They lost in the divisional round. They finished 10-6. 2017, after being in the NFC Championship in 2016, finished 7-9, didn't make the playoffs. And now we have the 13-3 team this year that lost in the NFC Championship. So what will next year bring? And I think more likely and more probable than not without Aaron Rodgers. Not to say they can't get another quarterback there, and certainly there's a lot of free agents, but they're, you know, they're not in the best salary cap position. There's a lot of really good free agent wide receivers out there too, but we'll see.
Next hour, we're going to break down all the quarterbacks that are available and possible destinations. There's a lot of teams that are going to be wanting quarterbacks. We spent a lot of time talking about the NFC Championship game here in the first hour and a half of the show. I want to finish up some leftover sound earlier post game from the AFC Championship in equal time here. Here is the final call on this is Fox. This is the local
the
station.
Fox.
Gotcha. I'm not criticizing, not pointing out errors. There wasn't one. The Chiefs blowing out the Bills 38-24. Repeat as AFC champions. Here is the call on WDAF 106.5, the Fox.
One more snap. Mahomes goes to a knee. The trophy stays here. Because the Lamar Hunt Trophy stays anchored in the hearts of everyone who shares Lamar Hunt's vision. The Chiefs Kingdom captures the trophy and it stays here.
Have mercy.
Yes, the Chiefs are back-to-back AFC champions. And the Super Bowl 54 champions are ready to run it back. They are headed to Super Bowl 55 as a road team to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I don't like it.
For a guy calling his third AFC championship
game, you got to do better.
It wasn't great.
You got to be better than that.
By the way, I'll be referring to the Super Bowl. We can't just use it. We have to say big game in any promos we do, but certainly not in the show. But SBLV. I like that. Kind of rolls up.
SBLV. SBLV. Yeah, I like that.
LV.
Sounds like a vaccine.
Technically,
hey, I'm getting SBLV.
Technically, you're not allowed to use that either.
Yeah, but
no, we can.
We can say it. We're not just not a commercial
promotion. You can.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like you can't. You can listen to the big game here on 99.3 right. ESPN. Right. You know the big game between Tampa Bay and
right.
Kansas City.
I get that.
Sunday, February 7th. It's in Tampa. First time. You just can't use the team names.
Yeah.
Nah, screw that. All right. Here's Patrick Mahomes. Very cool to be facing Tom Brady in return back to the big game.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Being able to go up against one of the greatest, not the greatest quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best, I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Andy Reid says, yeah, the Chiefs are pretty good, but we could be better.
Listen, I mean, we've got room to get better. I mean, we could improve. We had a couple of things that went a little haywacky today. But
haywacky.
We stayed on course, and we did a lot of good things. So we did more good things than bad things. But this job's a little bit like, and I'm talking about players and coaches, like being a farmer. The work's never done. You can always work to get better and as a team. So that's what we're going to do here the next couple of weeks. We're playing a heck of a heck of a football team in the Buccaneers.
I love the phrase "hey wacky." That's a new one. Put it
I love
on a t-shirt.
That. Hey wacky.
Here's Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, says we didn't play at the level we needed to in order to beat the defending champs.
I mean, one, hats off to them. You know, it's a heck of a team. They had a heck of a game plan going into it. You know, we didn't execute. I didn't execute how I should have. I didn't perform well enough for this team, and when you're going against the reigning Super Bowl champs who are 15-1 and the number one seed at Arrowhead, and you don't have your A game, you're not going to win the game. And you know that's what it was. You know, just a couple of decisions early on, trying to press. I think in the second half we kind of got things going a little bit better, but our red zone efficiency, you know, settled for field goals when you got to score touchdowns against these guys, and you know that's basically it.
Got a few texts from a lady. Says Mahomes needs to clear his throat. She's got a new nickname. She's Mrs. 813.
From the sidelines.
From sidelines. Yeah.
Well,
so.
That's his voice.
I know, but she's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
here's Sean McDermott says the Bill. I just wanted to let her know she got a nickname.
Yeah.
She texted in a few times today. And so there you go. Sean McDermott says the Bills will get better because of this.
Yeah, well, listen, I just told him and I told the team I love him. And, you know, I think any teammate of Josh's, myself included, in that you love it when your quarterback is wired the way he's wired. He'll put it all on the line for this team and his teammates. And like all of us, you know, I want to turn the film on right now and watch it. It's probably not the best thing for me right now. So we got to give it some time. And at the end of the day, this is our measuring stick. You know, if you lose in the AFC Championship game, that's the team we got to beat. And so we've got to do everything with that in mind this offseason.
Yeah, Cinderblock Remote wants to know, what is Hey Wacky? Haywire, I've heard that phrase. I've heard a wacky tabacky. That means something mm-hmm. else. Maybe that's something in between.
Hey Wacky means sort of, craziness.
Like, well, I know what it means, but I never heard the phrase before.
I don't think I have either, but.
Oh, I've just got corrected. It's not Mrs. 813, it's Mr. 813.
Oh.
I don't think this is on me.
How did you make that assumption?
I think if you go back in the history earlier today, she said it was a typo, and I saw Mrs. Could be wrong.
I'll go back and look.
Chris, you edit? You did. Okay, I'll wait.
How'd you know? What do you mean it said Mrs.?
Okay.
Am I correct? Oh, his Mrs.
His Mrs.
Oh.
Here's the original text.
All right.
Mrs. 813 and I do the sideline Super Bowl party every year. Okay. It's awesome because we're giving away, you know, $25 and a VIP mm-hmm. table for six to sidelines for the big game.
Right, right.
So you just, instead of reading,
okay.
you just saw Mrs. 813 from the sideline and you just threw words together.
Okay. Would you mind fixing that for me?
He says I'm insulted. No, we're going to change it.
Please accept my apologies. People make, you know, people need to accept apologies more often in this country.
I agree. Shaka says, way to go, Craig.
Well, that was funny.
Meanwhile, regarding the promotion that Chris was talking about, keep listening all week to get qualified to win a VIP table for six at Sideline Sports Bar and Grill for the big game on Sunday, not this Sunday, the next Sunday. Each day between now and the big game, each contestant on Wikipedia will win a $25 gift card to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill and then have their name put in the drawing for the table for six for the big game where we will take care of your food and your drink tab. All you have to remember to do is tip the waiter or waitress. All right? Very good. We'll catch up on some ponies from the weekend. If you listen to us, you might have done well. And we're going to do quarterback destination roulette next hour.
And also a little bit of college football news concerning a certain school in the SEC that orange and white checker thing going on.
Yeah.
A couple of interesting things happened earlier today, or one in particular. And I have an awesome college football quiz I have got to tell you about.
All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. And Brandy.
Looking glass.
Very solid. Also solid, if you heard us throughout the week talking about the Pegasus World Cup this weekend and TVG, the favorite I told you to go with did win. Knicks go one. Jesus's team place. That was another horse we were all over. Independence Hall with show. So that was a lot of fun. I see Chris. Now, I've seen a lot of sandwiches at a lot of shops that, you know, you get the 6-inch or the 12-inch, whatever. Cocoa Puffs just paid a bet to you and brought a sandwich.
Yeah, it came in the last break.
It's like 2 feet long.
So I didn't get around to getting to it until now, and I thought it was just going to be like a normal size sub.
That's not normal.
This is not normal.
Oh, that's a large. That's about as big as it gets.
The size of my femur.
I don't know if you.
I didn't know what you were holding it. Cole
Beasley's femur. Yeah.
Cole Beasley didn't break his femur.
I know. I'm being. I'm just.
Now, what kind did you get? Is it meatball or what?
No.
Oh, I know what it is. It's a provolone thing you like.
Turkey provolone.
Yeah.
Mike's way?
I know, because I've gotten you twice.
So, I mean, that would last me 3 days. That would be lunch till Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Cocoa Puffs is a stand-up guy.
I'm really
another
stand-up guy who's eating a big sandwich like that might offer a morsel to their co-workers, but I know I would.
I just down my salad for lunch. So boring. He's sitting there wolfing on a 18-inch sandwich.
I had a nice tuna fish sandwich.
Come get some of this.
Are you going to? You're gonna,
no.
No, I wanna see,
no
you eat
come,
the whole
I'm not eating the whole thing.
Oh, you who eat five meals a day, including a chicken parm sandwich at 9 o'clock every night, you can
That's
down that without any
That's
problem.
That's not true. I had a bad day Saturday, but I'm back on the wagon.
What's a bad day Saturday?
Oh, it was bad.
What'd you eat?
Hold on.
Mister, I'm dieting.
I had
for
a
three
bagel
days.
To start the day.
Okay, you start with a lot of carbs and about 400 calories right off the bat.
What did I do for lunch? My kid's birthday is next weekend, so we kind of celebrated with my dad.
Which one, the baby?
No.
Not the baby. The
he'll be turning five.
Oh.
A week from today, actually.
The
little one,
the little one's like within a week of his birthday.
I know. So did putt-putt on Saturday morning, then we went to my dad's house, and we did pizza. So I had some Papa John's pizza. Nothing too heavy.
Yeah.
Three slices.
That's getting the borderline heavy because that's a thick pizza.
It is a thick pizza. Then I made sliders for cheeseburger sliders on Saturday evening.
I saw those.
And I did like three.
Yeah.
They're sliders, though.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of carbs on Saturday.
Right.
A lot of carbs. I drank beer on Saturday, too.
I'll tell you, even though I don't have, usually have a lot of sugar.
And vodka.
So since you mentioned pop, just real quick. So we're out at Florida Gulf
What's
Coast
Center. What's the weight total?
We're out at Florida Gulf Coast Center yesterday. And went to Pinterest. And I go to the one on the Fort Myers Beach a lot, the Tiki Bar there and stuff. And Jesse's a great bartender down there. But I had not had, and nor did I realize, because the menu, when you're at this other one, the menu's, it's much bigger than an outdoor. But I had never, just about four years down here, I didn't know they had fried key lime pie. It was one of the most... It might be my favorite dessert I've ever had. I only had my wife and I split it. Off the Craig, it was so up your alley. It was like eating a key lime pie donut.
I'm intrigued. I'm listening.
It was just obvious, you know, like fried ice cream. This was had just the texture. It had cinnamon sugar on the outside. Aww. It looked like an oval shaped donut. But
it sounds like a churro and a key lime pie had a baby.
That's a great analogy.
Oh.
I was thinking of you. I took a picture of it on my Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And I said, Craig would love this. I didn't even know it was on the menu. I mean, I know I have key lime pie, and this is key lime capital. And I told our server, I'm like, you got to enter the key lime pie festival that's down here every year, right, in Fort Myers?
Yeah.
I go, you got to enter that. You got to get that in. It was unbelievable.
Fort Myers or?
Is it Fort
Myers? That was the Keys. Anyway.
Yeah, probably both.
Close enough.
I was blown away. I don't get blown away by desserts that often. I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, it's tough to come up with something new for a dessert, right? Like if you've had if you've had the chocolate pie with the peanut butter accent, you've had it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where it is. It's good. It's delicious. Yeah. It's delightful.
Right.
But this was something, I mean.
It's rare to find a new dessert. That's rare. That's a good find.
I'm telling you, it's Craig, right up your alley.
I'm all ears. I'm have to get that. That sounds like that would be up my alley. All right, so Chris, since you did all this damage, because you were like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, and I was
cleansed yourself. You were good. You were like day four into a thing.
I got 2 full weeks into it, and then I just had one day where I treated myself.
Yeah,
which is a slippery slope. The treating yourself, because then you could just treat yourself all the time, and before you know it, you're fat again.
Right.
So no, I bumped up a few pounds.
Did you put all the weight that? Did you put it all back on that you lost during that 2 week stretch?
No, not all of it. No.
Most of it.
Yeah.
What's your number now?
194.
I had 190 this weekend.
I was down to 190. That was my low. No, I'm sorry. I was in the 180s last week. Yeah.
The 180s were a pipe dream for me, and now I'm knocking.
70 pounds ago they were.
Now I'm knocking on the door.
So when are you going to give this whole thing up, Craig?
I don't know. It keeps coming off. I look pretty damn good. I got to tell you, I'm a hottie now. I could go on the beach without a shirt.
Just seen him dress. You should have seen him. He actually wore a tie to match the couches on the set we were on with Tim Tebow on Saturday. Because it was a tie. I told you didn't have to wear a tie.
I know, but I saw the set. I go, I got a tie that might blend in nicely with
Tim didn't have a tie. Tim was all dressed in black and had his pants stuffed into his awesome sneakers, which I forgot to ask him on stage if they were Mullins. You know, Dan Mullen.
Yeah.
But that's how he rolls.
Yeah. No, everybody looked good.
Him and Mrs. Universe there, his
wife. You had a brand new sports coat on.
I did.
Good. I liked it.
Yeah, I did. I had some.
Nice pair of slacks.
He wore pants.
Oh, yeah. They were new, too.
Nice pair of slacks.
In fact, I mentioned to the crowd, this is the first time in 4 years I've seen Pete Shepard wear pants. And Tim Tebow said, that's awkward.
And I go, you haven't listened to our show much. Oh, God.
Goodness, look at the time. All right, coming up. We're going to play quarterback roulette. We got some quarterbacks that are going to be available. A lot of good ones. Not like middle of the road or guys that are thrown off the scrap heap. Good ones. By my count, we got 9 teams, I think, that are looking for quarterbacks. So we'll do that. We'll have some fun at the 4 o'clock hour, plus Wikipedia. Today, Wikipedia is something that everybody can do. It is the anniversary of when Ray Kroc bought the Padres.
Oh, my. So we're going to get creepy clown trivia?
We're going to do McDonald's trivia.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So nice. That'll be in Wikipedia later on. And don't forget, if you...
One of your questions I saw was, how many McNuggets are there in order of a 10-piece nugget?
That's a trick question.
There's no 10-piece.
Yeah, there is. Oh, there used to be.
I used to get the 20.
Oh, who didn't? Back then when it was like $3?
Back when I was a kid and it didn't matter how many calories, I would do the Big Mac, the 20-piece, large fry, wash it down with a Coke.
Well, I used to...
I mean, 2,000 calories right
there. I would do the 20-piece, yes, but if you squeeze the nugget out of the casing, out of the fried stuff, it's a lot better. It's a lot healthier for you.
And then just eat the fried stuff?
No, just eat the chicken.
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
Was I the only one that got squeamish when you said squeeze the nugget? Was that just me?
Yeah, don't all get personal.
So we got all that coming up, plus your phone calls at 239-337-ES. We stopped being a family show a long time ago.
It's a dysfunctional family show, but it's a family show.
Sheeman and Shepard Cash Grab, word coming up, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.